Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. And if you're visiting with us for the first time today, we don't always dress like this, but it feels pretty comfortable. if you are visiting with us for the first time today, please take the tab off of your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate, fill it out, and Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Today, we celebrate the 34th year of the founding of Bethel Baptist Church. And directly following this service, we'll enjoy our harvest menu and fellowship together. Everyone, absolutely, of course, is invited. And therefore, all activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, and that includes the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor. That is also canceled today. The ladies' Bible study will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Please see Raquel Otero or Mary Tomlinson if you have any questions about that. And the evening, Wednesday evening prayer service at 7 p.m. will feature reading from the first epistle of Peter, chapters 1 and 2. The men's Bible study will meet Thursday, October 13th at 7 p.m. And the youth Bible study group will meet Friday, the following day, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. And please see Pastor Tomlinson if you have any questions regarding those Bible studies. Also, want to draw your attention to the special insert, and there is information, please read it, that concerns what we're about today. And we just are looking forward to a great time together and a good meal together, and we just praise the Lord that we can gather together this day and celebrate 34 years of ministry. Also, please refer to the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 30, verse 12. To the end that in glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And now our brother Joby Noriel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 442, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Good morning. It is a joyous day. Bethel Baptist Church, we're celebrating today 34 years of service. And that's a long time. And I think I've been here 29, maybe 29, almost 30. And it takes a lot. Keeping a church together and moving, doing God's will is a challenge today. So it reminds me of this verse that I found in the Bible, and I forgot what verse it is, but I can read it to you. It says, rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so it builds itself up in love. And I think the unity of a church truly is the love of Christ. Amen. And we're thankful for that. So let's sing 442, Praise Him, Praise Him. And we'll sing the first and last stanzas.
My God, share.
Now, may you join me in stand? This will be our last hymn for today. Number 450, Isn't the Love of Jesus Something Wonderful? May you join me in standing, please.
Let's look to the Lord in prayer in this beautiful and wonderful Sunday. Last Sunday, I preached on the church anniversary because it was the actual Sunday. But we will celebrate again because 34 years is not just 1 year. And for 34 years, in 1 week, I wear suit on the pulpit. But today, I guess it's harvest time. And it's a good topic because harvest is what the church was about it as we preach the Word of God. So even though I feel a little uneasy, that is proper. I'm glad I got brand new boots. All right. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we gather today at BBC to give thanks for the past. We think back about those who first had a vision of a church in this place, to those who gave of their labor, their treasure, their time to make it happen. And as we remember the efforts of the founders and builders, we offer words of thanks and praise. God, we remember too those who helped the new church to grow in wisdom and in faith. God, we remember events that brought us together. Fellowship lunches, garage sales, barbecue, picnics, and many more. God, on this day, we remember all that led this congregation to this day. We thank you for 34 years of ministry over the airways of radio and internet, and with this community for 34 years of growing together in love for all that has made us that we are now. We give you thanks. We give you praise, Lord, because to you should be the glory. But we love to look around us and around the world, and we cannot help but to pray for those in Haiti and those in the state of Florida, South and North Carolina, as the Matthew hurricane passed through. Thank you that our brother Bob Jones, who is visiting the family in Florida, is in good shape, but not his car, but he's in good shape. We pray for those affected directly and pray a way may be found to provide medical, homes, and food supply for them. Once again, thank you for 34 years of faithfulness to us. And with King Solomon, we can pray, and may these words of mine, which I have prayed before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servant and the cause of his people, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. Our Heavenly Father, we are ready to give our offerings, so bless the giver and bless the offering in Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you so much. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 13. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1250. We will be reading 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, the entire chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love doesn't envy. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is complete is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abides faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ has been building his church these many centuries and said the gates of hell will not prevail against it, just as he said. We're grateful that Bethel Church, which was founded 34 years ago, is part of that great church. You have left nothing to chance, but brought us together as a body that we might know you through the scriptures and the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for such love and marvelous grace that didn't leave us perish in our own ignorance. Our confidence is only in you. You have brought us at an unthinkable high price. Not to us, but to you alone is the glory. Help us to glorify you in our bodies. Direct our steps that we might serve you and bring glory to your name. And now we thank you for our pastors, who are careful to rightly divide the word of truth. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to explain from the scriptures those truths you would have us hear today. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding so that we may apply those truths to our lives daily. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated? Pastor?